Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
So, did it work? You think it worked? You think Trump's get tough policy actually worked? As we had a relatively calm night throughout America, it just still had some little bits of flashbangs and arrests here and there. But did it work? Don't you find it curious that all of a sudden Antifa has sort of stepped back, even in Portland? Now, why would that be? Well, I'll tell you my theory as we go along, but I want to get back into a question that I posed yesterday that I just don't think we got to any resolution about. I don't think we talked about it really. And I wanted to, but I didn't quite get there. So my bad. So I want to do it again. What's going to end the violence and the protests? Can there be anything that satisfies the protesters? Now, notice I didn't include the rioters, because there's only one thing that satisfies them, and that's complete and total anarchy. And the only answer to them is complete and total dominance. Yes, I said it. Trump's words, dominance. Now, that can be human dominance, or it can be in the form of a spiritual dominance, spiritual awakening in the heart of those people that are rioting, that are stealing, that are looting. That's why I say always, friends, and believe me, it is what I believe in my heart, and it is what I practice every day in my life. Prayer. Pray for these people first and foremost. And then you stand for the rule of law, whether it's God's law or man's laws. You stand for the rule of law. Because if you don't, you get exactly what Antifa wants. Now, I'm going to explore this a little bit further because I really want to know what is it that is going to satisfy the protesters. I'm quite serious. Can they be satisfied? Can the black community that feels that the system is entirely, that bought the lie that the system is entirely stacked against them, even though there are stellar examples of why it isn't, and that the actual statistics don't show what they say it shows, or that their own liberal research organizations and universities come up with skewed statistics that don't tell the truth? Not that that would ever happen from the left, right? No. But nonetheless, these people believe it. Believe the system is stacked against them. So what would satisfy that? They talk about changing laws. Okay. Changing laws to what end? To make it so that now you only prosecute so many, just a certain number of cases that are of minorities, of blacks? Really? So that means that people who actually commit crimes go scot-free? Really? Sort of like these protesters, if you've been noticing, friends, that have been arrested. I mean, the New York City cops have done a great job in the last 24 hours, well, actually 48 hours, of arresting an awful lot of people that are breaking their curfew. But sadly, they have a bail reform law, and every one of those people get right back out of jail to go do it again. There's no consequence for the actions. Another great liberal idea from Mayor Bill de Blasio, which, by the way, I am very curious to see what will be the outcome of the governor of New York saying that he may have to replace Mayor de Blasio, because apparently in the New York Constitution, New York State Constitution, he has the power to do that. I didn't know that. Will he? He wants the National Guard in there. What do you think? Now, I'm quite serious. what will satisfy the protesters? If black Americans believe, notice how I said that, by the way. I said they're black Americans. They are Americans. What will satisfy them if they believe the system is stacked against them? Changing the laws to do what? In a way that doesn't hold lawbreakers accountable? How does that help you if you're a black cop and you get assaulted by a black, or you get killed like the retired cop, the 77-year-old? His killing was recorded on Facebook, recorded live, folks. Do you see that, St. Louis? How about these other cops that are being shot in the back of the head in Las Vegas? Another one was killed overnight. Are we going to say that they're killers? Don't. Oh, no, no, no. We would never do that. But the looters and the rioters, we're not going to incarcerate them. I mean, it's justified. That's basically what the Breakfast Club said to Rush Limbaugh. Is it? Will allowing looting, the destruction of white-owned stores? By the way, did you see Macy's downtown store in New York? Now has not only plywood up, but now it has chain link fence around it and concertina wire. And it has a whole bunch of guards standing out front that stood all night long in front of it. What's it going to take? You tell me. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Now, there's a couple of other things I want to talk about. I'm going to share with you, by the way, the leftist media, which is Willamette Week, trying to run interference for Kate Brown, folks. Oh, yeah. They equivocate very slyly in an article that the curfew, which was lifted because it wasn't being enforced anyway, that, well, basically, the Antifa folks are kind of like the conservative groups. What? It's funny. I didn't see any conservative groups or conservative people, you know, from like Joey Gibson or Proud Boys. I didn't see any of them getting arrested. There are lots of Antifa people getting arrested. But it's the fact that they're running interference for Kate. Now, why would they do that? Well, it's because they know how bad this is hurting the liberal cause, Democrats. They know it. And it's borne out, by the way, on another story that we're going to talk about today. What's ironic, and I got this from the Willamette Week article that gives cover to Kate Brown. They start off by saying, you know, the good news is fired unemployment department director Kate Erickson can now apply for unemployment. Isn't that interesting? Wouldn't it be poetic justice if she couldn't get it for, say, you know, I don't know, 8 weeks, like a friend of mine who finally got his unemployment after 8 weeks? Wouldn't it be poetic justice? No, don't. You know, probably wouldn't matter why. Well, because she only made $186,000 a year, folks. She's not hurting. And she obviously didn't care. Because you see, the story about how the angry Democrat Congress people pressured Kate Brown, but except they really didn't. The Willamette Week story gives cover by saying that Kate Brown and the angry congressional delegation pressured Kay Erickson. Now, that's the first time I've seen that. Now, is it coincidence that Willamette Week provides this false cover for Kate Brown right after the Republican Party announces a recall effort? Nah, that's not coincidence, is it? Sorry, folks. I'm a little on the sarcastic side. My apologies. I'll try not to dive into that too far. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I do have emails. I will do my darndest to get to them. I really want to know from you. Oh, by the way, the religious freedom lawsuit, I will try to get to that. It was argued yesterday by Kevin Mannix and Ray Hackey in front of the Oregon Supreme Court. So the question there is, will those personal biases of the Oregon Supreme Court justices, is their personal biases, are they going to determine how they rule? Well, this is where prayer comes in, folks. If you believe in religious freedom, if you believe that the cause of religious freedom is not only guaranteed in our Constitution, but is just, then you need to pray that it will not, their personal biases, and they're all liberal, folks, every one of them, well known. Most of them have been appointed by Kate Brown. So you would think, in your mind, our logical, earthly minds, that, yeah, they would be, well, maybe not. We'll see. That's why you need to pray. Got lots of people, or lots of things to talk about, rather, including Ted Wheeler's latest CYA, and I'll tell you the real reason he said the governor mischaracterized his National Guard request. It's not what you think, and it's not what the story says, folks. It is something deeper, and we'll get into all of that. I want to remind you, folks, that summer's coming. You know that. And you know, if you got one of them there metal roofs and it's been leaking all winter, you know that it's also going to be really hot and it's going to make your life miserable in the unbearable heat. Well, you can fix that. You know how you do it? You put on Ames Research's Maximum Stretch. It's the original liquid rubber waterproofer, and it's made right here in Salem by Ames Research. It stretches 650%, folks, which means it'll expand and contract with your metal roof, and it won't crack, and it'll keep you cool. In fact, it's 88% reflective. That lowers your cooling costs. It works. You know why it works? Because I have used their products for years, not only around my farm and my metal roofs, but on my motorhome. In fact, two RVs. I can tell you chapter and verse how to use it, because I use it and it is the best product out there, period, without question. It's easy to apply with a brush, a roller, a paint sprayer. I know, because I've done it. It cleans up with water, and it comes with a 12-year warranty. It's the best. Get it from Ames Research. Go to amesresearch.com or call them at 855-872-2637. 855-872-2637. Back in a moment. No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. So what is going to satisfy those black Americans who are Americans, although they may not know it, by listening to them, especially those on the Breakfast Club? They're big influencers, folks. They have a nationally syndicated morning radio show. If you listen to them talk to Rush, you could only come away with the impression that they not only believe that everything is stacked against them and that the system has to change, and that means the laws have to change, but they're influencing others to think that they are victims. What do you think? 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I want to remind you, June 14th, we are having another prayer service at the state capitol. Please come and join us. It's an evening service. It's a Sunday evening service from 5 to 7. There's going to be a lot of people there, I believe. We have more churches coming and being a part of this. But the theme is different this time. This is not about religious freedom. This is about the churches of Oregon need to come together and unite, not just for religious freedom, but for healing and restoration, for an end to this senseless violence. If the church comes together and prays, folks, that'd be far more powerful than this ugly spirit of chaos and division that is here and now. By the way, in a moment, I'm going to go to Ron, who's with us, who has his own perspective as a man of faith and a man who is black. But above all, Ron is an American first. The Breitbart story, I didn't see this anywhere, and it's understandable. There's a picture of Trump and Melania yesterday kneeling at the altar at St. John Paul II, his national shrine in Washington, D.C. Didn't see it anywhere. Why? Because they keep that thing quiet, generally. She posted it on her Instagram page. Now, juxtapose that with all of the crap that has been, and that's what it is, folks, I'm sorry, that has been thrown at Donald Trump because he walked across the street, stood up in front of the cathedral that the looters had partially burned out and raised his Bible and stood there and prayed. He's been vilified for it. Did you know that another president did that? His name was Bill Clinton, and took his Bible. Didn't hear any condemnation of that. I think it's powerful. If Trump was so bad, if he's such a narcissist, such an egotist, why would he kneel and pray? He's also a little bit of a humble man, something that the Breakfast Club scoffed at when Rush Limbaugh said that was true. But anybody who knows Donald Trump will tell you he's a humble guy, even though he has this blustering persona. All right, I promise I go to Ron. Ron, good morning. What say you, brother?
Brother, I just think I'm going to lay it out here on three things. First of all, I'm going to cut open the Episcopalian pastor for crucifying my president for such falseness. Any person that leads our company like our country like a shepherd, that's trying to address situation and through his faith, and they always want to show one side of the story, make a thing. But let's go after Biden for going to the funeral. Isn't that a photo op also?
It is. It's a total photo op.
Yes. But getting back to the Breakfast Club or being black, I'm an American first, as anybody else. I will call myself the son of a Puerto Rican redneck, okay? So, you know, with Irish, Cherokee, and African-American blood. Okay, they can kiss my bum. I don't feel oppressed. You get to the top of your heads, people. There's many of us, and I talked to very people today, very people over the course since Sunday. We do not feel oppressed. This is a talking point that's being labeled on me by the Democrat Party, the socialist, Antifa, or the fake news media. You talk to the ones that's maybe look. If you want to see that what true black Americans are, look at the ones that lost their businesses. Or look at the ones that went through and protected other people's business, no matter which color, throughout the country during these so-called heck raisings that's going on by these demons. We are all Americans. We care. I approve of maximum sentence possible for the person who did what happened to Mr. Floyd. But that doesn't mean that we feel oppressed all the time because we're black. That is the mentality that's been somewhat put on through the great society practices of the welfare state since Johnson, through L.A., and all these other urban cities. You talk to us country boys, you talk to us that is living out in the communities and in smaller cities, we don't have that mentality because our rights is given us by our Creator. We stand to be American first, and we stand to take care of ourselves because we're independent-minded. We're not sheeple. This is what that's what they're trying to lay on it. Because the Democrat Party is running out of straws to stop this president from being elected. And we don't need to listen. Verify for yourself. Trust but verify, Reagan would say. Don't go by what the Willamette Week is trying to spew out and cover Case Bump. And I'm going to tell you right now, people in Oregon, I've been talking to you, especially in Albany, they want to sign that recall. You got five more reasons to sign a recall. One, she refused to follow her constitutional duties. Number two, she overexceeded her constitutional duties. Three, she denied us religious freedoms. Number four, she is not a leader. She is a follower. And five, is shameful that Mr. William of the District Attorney's Office in Oregon and everybody else have to go after her before she decides to send relief to the police officers in Portland or county sheriffs in Multnomah County to stop that situation created by Antifa. We don't need to be coddling enemies. That's right. Peaceful protests like that seen in Albany and Verizon Place or in Salem, I love. That's the First Amendment right of assembly and for expression. It is not meant to be tyrannical like they try to portray. And that's all I got to say for today.
And you're perfect timing, brother. Perfect timing, because we're right at the bottom of the hour break. That's Ron, who's an American first, who just happens to be black. He's a man of faith. He believes in liberty. Back in a moment at 6:30. So what do you think? What is the answer here, folks? Seriously. What's going to satisfy the protesters? Anything? It is curious how Antifa has suddenly gone quiet. I'll tell you why they did.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, we're going to get back to the phones in a moment here. I've had some folks on hold for some time. And because we're having, we've had a little bit of problem here this morning. My apologies for that. But some of our technology hadn't worked. And I didn't know that they were on hold. But apparently they were. So my bad. I want to remind you that if you have been working around the place and you got to get rid of a whole bunch of debris, because maybe you've been cleaning up the lawn, the yard, take it to Clayton Ward Recycling, Salem Parkway, right off of Mainline Drive. It's a great family-owned company, and they've been here a long time, 50 years, folks. And they are in business that long because they provide a great service to you. And one of the great things is you know how you've tried to go to the Marion County Dump and Recycling Center, and sometimes there's a huge line to get in, like on a Saturday? You don't have that problem with Clayton Ward Recycling. You can waltz right on in there. You don't wait. You can unload, and you're in and out. You got a busy life? Why not take it to Clayton Ward Recycling? Now, some of the stuff that you take there, you got to pay for, but you got to do that at the dump too, right? So why don't you go to a great family-owned business, Clayton Ward Recycling, again, right off the Salem Parkway and Mainline Drive. All right, let's go to the phones. We will start with Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts?
Good morning. This morning I heard Bloomberg talking about reimagining the Community Investment Act. And the original Community Investment Act was passed by the Democrats and Clinton. And then Obama was a young lawyer at that time, and he went around suing banks to force them to give money to people that didn't qualify for loans. And what Bloomberg said today was that instead of the banks staying in business in poor communities and serving people who are the ones who are rioting today, the banks closed and then they weren't tracked. So he said we have to somehow get the banks to be in these poor communities and we need to reimagine it, which I think is going to be something like a government banking system or something. I don't know what he's reimagining, but
you bring up an interesting point, Rebecca. And it is this: if you were a bank, if you were any business, and you've been devastated now by these riots in these cities where they've just let the rioters go, basically, would you want to go be in one of those neighborhoods or one of those cities?
No, but the Democrats became insanely wealthy through the Reinvestment Act, and it caused a huge collapse of our economy in 2008. So by reimagining the Community Reinvestment Act, I think that they are onto new mischief, and I want to call it more than mischief, more evil. And I think that I heard him blame it on these rioters, that because these people are so upset that we need to reimagine the Community Reinvestment Act. So I think that's
all right. In the context of the question I'm asking today, would that satisfy the protesters, things like that, or is it enough? Would looting still occur when the next stupid white cop kills an unarmed black man?
Well, the lynching that was done by that cop, and I believe it was a lynching, and I've heard other black people say it too, I believe it was a lynching. And because it was done so publicly and somebody there conveniently with a camera...
Yeah, answer the question. What's going to satisfy these people? Well, things like what you're saying that Bloomberg is saying now, is that going
to
satisfy them?
What I'm trying to say is that the looters are not connected to the Community Reinvestment Act, and that they are. Rioting is something that happens by plan, and I believe that the plan was for the riot. That's why people are saying there were piles of bricks. We don't have to try to salve the rioters, but that's what's being taken as the reason for reimagining the Community Investment Act. I think that's
okay.
The law they want to
okay.
pass.
Okay. All right. Fair enough, Rebecca. I appreciate you sharing that with us. I'm going to let you go now because I need to move on. But I mean, it's an interesting thing. I hadn't heard Bloomberg say that. But I can't hear everything, folks. That's why I appreciate Rebecca and others of you that call and write me. Like, for instance, this email that was sent to me by my friend from church, from Mario Murillo Ministries. You know, he's an evangelist. And he poses an interesting question, or he makes an interesting statement. Here's what it is. No, there's no verse in the Bible that tells you to obey evil government or laws. That's an interesting thought. Maybe we'll have to talk about that a little bit further down the road. I'm going to get to, in just a moment, going back to the phones, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. But I want to, two other things I need to do. I need to follow through with telling you why I think Antifa has all of a sudden gone quiet. Before I do that, however, ProBioscience is the company that you should buy your personal CBD products from. Why? Because you can have the full confidence that you're getting everything they tell you you're getting on the label. You can also have the confidence to know that they're a Salem-based company that's owned by the people who own this radio station, folks. And I sell them my product. It's Oregon-grown product. It's packaged here and it's sold here. And it is of the highest quality. And it works. It works for me and it can work for you. Whether you're like my mom and you have arthritis and you've got pain from it. You can take their arthritis cream, their full strength, and it will make the pain go away, because it does for my mom. And it does for my friend who had shoulder surgery, who's a guy about my age, actually a little bit younger than me. And instead of taking OxyContin, he simply took large doses of CBD. And he did not have to go on drugs, and it took the pain away. You know, this worked. It's an anecdotal story, I know, but it works. Works for some people. Why don't you try it? Go to pro-bioscience.com. That's the website, pro-bioscience.com. And if you order online in the month of June and use the three-letter code, discount code, DAD, this is Father's Day month, right? DAD, you get a 15% discount. Pro-bioscience.com. Here's why Antifa has suddenly gone quiet, folks. Because they know the gig's up. Rebecca just alluded to it. You've seen the pictures of these bricks, pallets of bricks just conveniently dropped in the street on the routes that these protests march are going to go on. And you've seen the pictures of the looters, the rioters, the protesters suddenly taking those bricks, pallets apart and stuffing them in their pockets. You think that will all just happen by accident? No. The Attorney General's been out talking about Antifa and going after the funding sources of Antifa. That's what's got them worried, folks. Because now they've been exposed. Now they know they've probably been infiltrated. Plus, the fact that the Attorney General said they're going to start looking at all the phone records of the protesters, those who've been arrested, to see who they've been communicating with. You see, the funders from George Soros and others that have been quietly funding these people, keeping them on staff, waiting, that's all going to be exposed, and that now has got them scared that maybe they might be prosecuted. You see, Donald Trump means it. Attorney General Barr means it, folks. That's my theory. Why all of a sudden we have peaceful protests going on. Because Antifa has been told to stand down by the people who control them, who fund them, who don't want to be exposed. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning. What do you say this morning? What's going to satisfy all of these protesters, Art? Do you have any idea?
Well, Jeff, okay. First, let me say real quick, thanks, Ron, for being the Larry Elder of Marion County. We need more like you.
Yes, we do.
And less,
yeah, we do,
of the Democratic leaders that fuel the racism fire, like the people of Multnomah County. It would have been great to have Ron up there at one of those press conferences, you know, telling it like it is. Hey, I'm not a victim. I know how to respect law and order. When I get stopped by a policeman, I treat them with respect, and therefore I don't get harassed. I'm not a smart ass like some of these people who get pulled over by the cops. And so, Jeff, what is it going to take to satisfy these people? They need to see the forest for the tree, Jeff. Are they capable of seeing the forest for the tree? Not as long as we have the left-wing radicals fueling the fire of racism.
You're right on the money. Once again. Thanks, Art. Well said. It's 6:48.
Stop the car. We
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. You know, the black influencers like the Breakfast Club have enormous influence in the black community. And Art said it right. As long as those people are preaching hate and discontent, which they do. They, you know, as I listened to them talk to Rush the other day, and Glenn, hang on, because I'm going to get to you in just a moment here. As I listened to them talk with Rush, they basically were excusing the looting and the violence. There is no excuse for it. Protesting, yes. And my comment to them was, and I was actually kind of, I was out in the field working and I was yelling. Sorry, folks, I get a little passionate about this. I was yelling. You guys control these big cities. Many of you have black mayors and black city councils. Why haven't you fixed the problem? Why haven't your ideas been put into place of social justice? Oh, you know, they just tried that in New York City, the no bail thing that started January 1st. How's that working out for you right now? The protesters get arrested. They're out within hours. No bail. There's no consequence. How's that working out for you? As long as people, folks, it'll never be enough because it's the motivation of these influencers. Some of them are race hustlers like Sharpton and people like that who make a living off of it, who are charlatans, stoking racial division, racial violence, hiding behind the cloth. What they preach is straight out of the pit of hell, if you ask me. Some of them are sincere. Believe it. Like the Breakfast Club. They really believe the stuff that they're spewing that's influencing people. It's wrong. Anyway, folks, I don't think you can do anything to satisfy these people. No matter what, it will never be enough because they're leftist first. And until utopia is achieved, which is impossible till Christ comes back, until utopia is achieved in their mind, it will never be enough. Am I right or wrong about that? 503-589-1220. We're going to talk to Glenn in just a moment. But, you know, freedom, heating, and air can keep your home a little bit cleaner of a whole lot of things. Like that pollen blowing around out there right now. And if you don't like it and your body reacts negatively to pollen, you ought to talk to these folks. They have great filtration systems that can take that stuff out of the air in your home. But it's also starting to warm up, and it's going to get warm. And, you know, if the old air conditioning system breaks down, they have emergency services. They can get right on out there and get you back up and running. They offer discounts to veterans and senior citizens. Check them out, freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What do you say, brother?
Yeah, Jeff, you're right. Really, in America, we were all about the local and visible independent churches. Local and visible independent stores. All of our stores started small. Meyer and Frank, you think about all of the little stores and Bon Marché. When I was a young kid, we all remember the iconic idea of the small little train going around the Christmas tree, and then with Meyer and Frank. And then when Macy's bought Meyer and Frank, it became this big thing called Macy's. But Macy's used to be local, and they bought product from me. I've sold things to Macy's in the years gone by, local and visible, our churches and our stores. What they really wanted to do in New York, and I've been in that store, the main store, they wanted to get inside that store and set it on fire. Because if that was going up in smoke, people would remember, there goes Macy's. Remember, you used to see it at the Macy's Street Parade in November, the big iconic with the balloons and Christmas, Christ, trying to back when the day when Christ was still in Christmas, which they took him out, they turned a lot of these stores into mega stores in the Wall Street casino, and they ruined it in that sense. So we would like to see everything stay independent in our churches and in our stores, and they don't want to do that. And guess what? When they loot the stores, guess where this product all winds up? On the technocracy stores, on eBay and places like that where they don't even
know
to find out
if it's
stolen.
Craigslist.
Yeah. So what does that do for the local people who used to get jobs for Christmas at these stores back in the day? And they were local. They were visible. And we wanted to support that whole idea. But now it has just become a great big Wall Street casino. They have helped ruin something that they that was iconic and that was unique for America. Totally unique. We created this whole system of making things and then distributing and getting things, keeping. I bought, like I said, I've bought and sold things to some of the major stores, things made here in America, even to Myron Frank. And they were good at paying their bills. They were good at hiring the kids and giving them jobs. It was.
And now they're basically out of business. Glenn, excellent point. Got to let you go, brother. Excellent point. Excellent point. So, friends, a couple of things here. I teased you earlier with the real reason Ted Wheeler is saying today that Governor Brown mischaracterized his desire to have the National Guard request. That's not the reason why, folks. It's because Kate Brown was ticked at him because he exposed her for not being willing to do it. So she tied the request of Oregon National Guard from Ted Wheeler to Donald Trump. Ted Wheeler's in the fight of his life politically. He's got to go to a runoff election mayorally. He knows that Trump being associated with him is the kiss of death. That's why he came out and said, well, she mischaracterized. He's scared to death of what Kate just did to him, as he should be. Friends, I want to remind you that Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations is a man of integrity. He lives it in his work of renovating your home as a contractor. You don't believe me? Check it out on the website, righteousrenovations.com. He lives it every day. That should give you confidence that he's somebody you want to do business with. righteousrenovations.com. Let me tell you how this ends, folks. What would satisfy the protesters? Their hearts being changed. That's what will satisfy them. The violence and the chaos is right out of the pit of hell, folks. The justification for what's happening here is right out of the pit of hell. It's the exact opposite of what Christ preached. And Christians need to come together and pray, which is what we're going to do on June 14th at the state capitol Sunday evening. Let's unite as the Christian body of Christ, Catholic, evangelical, doesn't matter, Messianic Jews, come and join us, 5 to 7 on the 14th. Pray and ponder, folks. Put your faith into action every day. Stacey Ann's up next. Good morning, Tate.